The news came earlier this week, and not just for Delaware, but Nevada and New Mexico as well. Each faced different criticisms, and Delaware CAN Executive Director Auten Rayalien says some of the feedback for the first state is a good thing.
I was pleased to see some of the pushes, especially on expectations and goals.
Federal officials think Delaware's plan to have half to two-thirds of students proficient by 2030 isn't ambitious enough, and Aline agrees. He also agrees with the Fed's criticism of the state lumping some racial and ethnic groups together in parts of the plan. But he questions other criticisms, including Delaware's decision to include science and social studies as academic indicators. That surprised Delaware State Education Association President Frederica Jenner, too.
The one that really shocked me was the Fed's dinging us because we wanted to use science and social studies as part of the indicators for student progress.
As a middle school science teacher, Jenner feels science and social studies should have similar, if not the same, academic weight as math and language arts. The states have 15 days to address the issues. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.